Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, deception comes in many forms, fellow brothers and sisters. But for the most part, our mind, when we think deception, we think somebody else is deceiving us. In other words, it's a trick, it's a setup. Somebody is setting me up. Somebody put a worm on a hook and is trying to catch me. And that might be for the most part. Satan is a deceiver, and he's an entity outside of you. But here's a different type of deception. Do you know you could deceive yourself? Think about that. How do you deceive yourself? Well, the conversation within yourself thinks you're going one way, when in actuality, you're going another. And the Lord gives us a warning here. He says to be a doer of the word, a doer of the word. In other words, the word can say forgive. The word can say don't make a god out of your job. Don't make a god out of your money. The word can say don't be anxious. And you know what the word says. But what good is it? Do you actually think that this word of God is dictated by going to some college, some Christian university, and I get 100 on my exam, and now I could be a preacher? Do you really think that attainment of getting good grades, going to a Christian college? Think about that. It's scary to even talk about it. We're talking all spiritual, guys. This isn't about test scores. This isn't about memorization of how many Bible verses. This is actually about the Word of God meeting up with your spirit and conceiving the Holy Ghost within you. But it says, but be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only. You know, the devil's here. Yeah, the devils can hear the word of God, but they have no faith. They can't do it. They can't believe it. So there is a faith, but it has no power. Nothing. Zero. Hearing the word of God, it is a component because faith does come by hearing. So I'm not going to ever object to hearing the word of God. But if you aren't going to eat it, if you aren't going to consume it, and I'm not talking some bread wafer gank, you know, that was grown in a pig slop in Iowa, put in a box and then shipped to your local church. I'm not talking some bread wafer. I'm talking Jesus Christ, the living word, the living bread, that when you eat it, it gives you nourishment in your heart. Yes, I'm not talking a ritualistic, traditionalistic bread wafer. I'm talking the living bread that comes from above. I mean, even the miraculous bread that was in the wilderness after they got out of Egypt, they still died when they ate it. They still died, even though it was a miraculous. Why? Because it was for the carnal man, for their body. But this bread that comes down from heaven now, it's eternal. It's forever. It's going to guide our eternal existence. That should get you excited, gang. So, because no matter how bad the bills are stacked up, no matter how bad the fights are at home, no matter all these things, and yes, these are things we have to deal with. But when you have that small voice in your heart saying, you know, regardless, I am saved. I am saved. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad that the Lord has made today. And Lord, you suffered on the cross. You were spit on. You had a crown of thorns put on you. You sweat blood through your pores. You were ridiculed. You were naked. And you did it all for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. I choose with my will not to go by outward appearance and let it direct my soul. I choose by my will to follow you, Christ, and let faith direct my soul. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. your own selves. So you don't have to be deceived from outward conditions, gang. The deceptor doesn't have to be some guy, you know, knocking on your door, passing you a false religion. No. The deception is that deceiving, that it's just simply hearing God's word and not doing it. That's it. That's it. You're going to have times, you're going to have the opportunity to forgive when you don't want to. You're going to have the opportunity to give God all your cares of burden, of bitterness, fear, revenge, when you don't want to. You're going to have the chance, you know, when you really have an urge, you want to commit adultery, you want to destroy, you might not want to destroy your marriage, but it will, but you have to just put it to rest and say, what am I doing? Lord, in your word, you tell me this will lead to death, death of my family, death of my children, death of me. What are you doing? I choose, I put to death these thoughts, these deeds. This is being a doer of the word, taking in God's word and choosing to be obedient. And it's something that you could say is in your closet. It doesn't have to be between you and all kinds of people. It's little everyday things that only you and God know about, where your relationship is with him. He is real, and you choose him versus the comforts of the world. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholds himself and goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like, what manner he was. So that's like a fleeting situation. I just look in a mirror. I turn around. I comb my hair. I'm gone. I forgot what I even look like. It's funny. That's what he talks about. That's being a hearer of the word and not a doer. Somebody who really doesn't meditate on a situation. It's a fleeting moment, not meditating on anything. But it says, but whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty, and liberty means freedom. And what does God's word do? It sets us free. Jesus Christ came to set captives free, and we were all held captive. None of us came in totally free. We were held captive by something. Some flesh nature holds us captive. But whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in what he does in his deed. So here we have another promise. Isn't that a good promise? And this isn't works. This isn't trying to work your way into heaven. Loving God and being obedient to him isn't working your way into heaven. That's absolutely ridiculous. This is strictly being one of his soldiers. This is strictly being one of his followers. This is strictly being a doer. Being a doer of God's word is not trying to work your way into heaven. Being a doer of God's word is listening to a conviction which it took his blood on the cross to give you in the first place. If any man among you seem to be religious, now he's giving us some practical hints here. If any man among you seem to be religious and doesn't bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Here we go again, deceiving your own heart. And this, he gives us an actual example of being a hearer of the word and not a doer. All right, if the Lord tells us to bridle our tongue, watch what we say about people. If the Lord tells us that, but if we get involved in cursing people, bad talk, you know, bitterness, using our tongue for the wrong conversation, everything's vanity. Yes, it is. I'll read it again. If any man among you seems to be religious and bridles not his tongue, he deceives his own heart. This man's religion is in vain. Wow, that's good, gang. That's good. Now, I'm a huge advocate of the word of God about my words, because I know words are spirit. Yes, they are. And I know Jesus Christ was the word. And I know God was the word because he became flesh. And I know life and death are in the power of the tongue, which say words. And I know words are frequencies, and words can change the world. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. As I said, life and death are in the power of tongue. Watch your words. And that's called bridling your tongue. Watch what comes out of it. It could affect your whole family for generations. You know, we could say one thing. I still remember things that were said to me, grade school, high school, and I still get a little twinge. You know, I still get a little twinge. I got to fight it in Christ. You know, even when I was in the sports realm, if I missed a block, I remember going to the sideline and that coach just reaming me out. And it was strange. I took it like a man, but I could still remember those words. You know, they still affect me to that degree. But what I'm getting at is words have power. That's all I'm saying. Words have power. And a lot of times time doesn't get rid of words. So that's how powerful words are. Time, to a degree, makes you forget this and that. But many times it was people's words that bring back the past. So let's you and I follow the true religion. And the Lord gives us the true religion here, pure religion, and undefiled before God. In other words, not tainted. And the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. For starters, it's helping those that can't help themselves. Lending to people who can't pay you back. Right? It's totally opposite the world. And whether you want to take that spiritually fatherless, meaning those that don't have the Lord, or physically, a lot of, I hate to say it because it happens so often, but a lot of children of a divorced family, to a degree, you know, they're fatherless. They might need a little bit of hand. Hate to say that. It hurts so bad because I know what divorce does. Who'd want to get divorced? But if you are divorced, all you could do is live in today. Let prayer reign in your life. The Lord died on the cross for your sins, and your children are protected by your words, by your blood. I believe that's for somebody out there. And keep your spiritual head up. Don't look back. Don't dwell on anything. Start a new life today. You know, start a new life right now. Just God bless you. But the fatherless and the widows, you know, both have no guardian. The fatherless don't and the widows don't. Help those that can, that, you know, need help. And I believe in the spiritual realm, that's about everybody you meet. Most people don't know the Lord. So make sure you show them Jesus, one way or another. Pray. Let's all pray for one another, gang. Because our prayers are weapons. Yes, they are. We could control a room through prayers, knowing that our Savior, Jesus, the Word of God, lives within us. So when we walk into a room, the power and the strength of Jesus walks into the room. That's not being arrogant. That's knowing who you are in Christ. That you're a soldier. And you are more than a conqueror. And you have been given weapons. And you're told to fight. And you're told that you are the salt of the earth. And you're told not to hide your, you know, light under a bushel. These are all things that the Lord is trying to give us spiritual encouragement of how powerful we are in Him. Yes. So fight the good fight of faith. Take every thought captive. And God bless you all. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries.
To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.